Well, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, we have had a great move of God around here. Make no mistake about it, there is a lot of excitement in youth. But I will also say that this excitement we had last night and today was brought on by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that's worked in you. And I felt the Spirit of God earlier in the services, and God's using you young people, and it's just tremendous. Amen. I appreciate Brother Ryan and the preaching that he has done, and give God the glory. Well, praise the Lord. I want us to stand and ask God to have his way in the remainder of this service right now. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, praying for the power of the Holy Ghost to work in our hearts and lives, praying for your perfect will to be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you the glory and the praise and the honor for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from the book of Acts, if you'd like to read there with me. Praise God, the book of Acts chapter 11 is where I'm going to be reading. Acts chapter 11, I'll have to admit to you, I had a message last night, had it all worked out, planned out, and didn't get to preach it. I thought, well, I'll preach it tonight. And then today, a little bit earlier, I got something that I kind of preached a little bit about at my church. Let's see, where did I put that? Yeah, here. Anyway, and so I wrote it down, and then when I got here early for church, seemed like I got to feeling this message. So, here at the last minute, I'm going to change messages, I suppose. And in Acts chapter 11, the Apostle Peter had come back from Cornelius' house, and this is what he said in verse 4. He's given account of this to the church there at Jerusalem. It says, but Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descended as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, what God hath cleansed, that call thou not common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up into heaven, and behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, and stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Amen. I want you to notice it says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell. I want to preach on the Holy Ghost falls here. The Holy Ghost falls here. Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. I have 3 points. How does the Holy Ghost fall? When does the Holy Ghost fall? And where does the Holy Ghost fall? That's my 3 questions. And hopefully I'll answer them and more than questions. We'll have an exclamation point of an altar service. And the Holy Ghost will fall again just like he did last night. Now listen, folks. I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost falling into a service like that is not an accident. Now, if I was walking around up here and I tripped and fell into this front line of boys right here, I guarantee you I did not do it on purpose. I'm not planning on doing that. But God's third person of the Trinity did not go strolling through heaven and trip and fall out of heaven and come down into a church service. It was not an accident. It was something that was planned. Amen. Before even many of these people were born, the Holy Ghost was going to fall right there at Cornelius' house. And I like the idea too that this was not the first time the Holy Ghost fell. He said he fell on them as he did on us at the beginning. And so this is not just a one-time event. This is something that continues to happen. You can read there in Acts chapter 8 when that the apostle Peter and John went down to pray for the Samaritans. The Bible says, amen, for as yet the Holy Ghost had not fallen on any of them, only they were baptized. Now, I'm just going to tell you, they looked for the Holy Ghost to fall upon these people. Now, the question that I have first is, how does the Holy Ghost fall? What does this word mean even? And, I'll just be honest, that word intrigued me there for a little while, and I looked it up. Many of you all know that the New Testament was written in a language that was not English. It was called Greek. And then I looked in the Greek definition of this word fell, and it actually had the idea of falling on. It had several definitions that I'm going to try to explain here. And this first definition was to fall on in a loving embrace. Oh, I love that. Amen. And the scripture that it referred to when I read this was found in Luke chapter 15. You all know the story of Luke chapter 15. Amen. The world's greatest short story there, where that the prodigal son decided he was going to go into a far country, and he wasted his substance on riotous living. Amen. And then he came to himself and was coming back down that long road that he had left the father's house on. And as that he came back down that long road, his dad was looking for him. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 15 and verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. That's what happens when the Holy Ghost falls. Now, this was the father displaying his love for this returning backslider, if I could put it that way, this wayward son. This was the father's way of expressing his compassion and love upon that lost boy that was repenting of his sins. He fell in an embrace. grace of love of his son that had come home. Well, I believe when the Holy Ghost falls in a church, it's the third person of the triune God, amen, expressing the love of the triune God unto the church. Amen. Yes, there may have been some enemies of this boy that was coming home. They may have wanted to stone him. You could. It was legal back in that day to stone such a rebellious, evil, wicked boy. But that father fell on him and wrapped him up. And if they were going to stone him, amen, they'd have to throw rocks at the father too. But I'll just, amen, that's another message. But I'm going to tell you, amen, the early church had some enemies. Amen, there was the people that crucified Jesus, the hypocrites in high position. Amen, the city of Jerusalem was against the powers, amen, that was in the gospel there. And that was in the church. And I'll just tell you, the devil had never liked the church, and he was planning and scheming. He was planning and scheming the devices of putting the church down before it ever started. But then all of a sudden, with all the hatred swirling around, the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room and embraced the church and showed the love of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Tell you, this world still hates the church. Amen. And we've got a lot of turmoil in this world. We've got a lot of powers that's coming against this young group of people right now. And I'll tell you, for all the hatred that's spewing forth, amen, from hell, amen, and from this world, there's a God that loves you. Amen. And he'll fall on you and show his love for the church in the last days. The Antichrist most definitely is going to rise up. Amen. The Antichrist spirit is rising up. And I'll tell you, there is another spirit that's going to show the power of God in an end time church. And the love of God is poured out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5 says, amen, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what? When the Holy Ghost is fallen, amen, we're wrapped up in the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, there was another definition there, though? Amen. And I wrote down some things right before service. Amen. Because, amen, you can see I used this one the other night. And here's church. Amen. This other one means to seize. In such a grabbing a hold and taking possession like in a violent manner. Amen. I like that. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, or it allows violence, and the violent take it by force. Y'all ever seen somebody seek the Holy Ghost like they didn't want it? I mean, it's like praying for this pulpit. Oh, God, fill this pulpit with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, do something. Amen. But have you ever seen somebody that came down in faith and believed the promises of God? Amen. They got a little violent about taking a hold of the promises of the Lord. And that word violence there, that's not something destructive. It's something that's wonderful. Amen. I'd like for you young people to get a little violent and take a hold of the promises of God and get full of the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you what happens. You know, sometimes we come and we're trying to have a revival, and a service just breaks out. Or change us up. I'm wanting to have revival. And so here the church is just gathering together, and the Holy Ghost comes and takes it out of man's hands. Amen. Takes it out of man's hand, grabs a hold of it and says, this is my service. That's the way it happened last night. Amen. We was going to go, and we had plans, and I don't doubt that maybe even still the Lord's had his way in this service tonight. I hope he helped me preach. Amen. man. But I'll tell you this right now. God wants to take it out of man's hands. Amen. Yes. He wants to take it and use it for His own glory. When the church is in God's hands, that's when it's the most powerful. That's when it's the most precious. That's when it's the most effective. That's when it's its mightiest. That's when it's at its zenith and its glory. Amen. Why keep it in your hands? Let's pray the Holy Ghost did fall and take it out of our hands. Amen. Another definition was there was a pressing. Now, you don't have to hold that necessarily right now. Amen. It was a pressing. In other words, the Holy Ghost fell, and if there was a pressing on somebody, you're going to feel that. Amen. When the Holy Ghost presses on a church service, you're going to feel when he comes in the place, because there is going to be a pressing. It's not going to be a pressing that pushes you down. It's going to lift you up. Amen. I know some people say you can't feel much anymore. Amen. I think that some people believe in Father, Son, and Holy Bible, and the Bible is wonderful. But listen to me. Amen. We got to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. And when He comes into a church service, I guarantee you there's going to be some feelings about it. If our hearts are right with God and we're feeling right, amen. Amen. I say enjoy the Lord. Those at the football game and the rodeo are going to do their best to enjoy what's going on. Why don't we just do our best, amen, to enjoy the falling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. One more thing. There's a certain completion. It means to come over. The falling of the Holy Ghost means to come over. Here's the church, and the Holy Ghost falls, amen, and comes over the church. Hallelujah. Covers up the church. That's not spooky, is it? Amen. Y'all don't have to be afraid. Amen. I'm just going to tell you, amen, I'd like for the Holy Ghost to just fall and come over all of the... Well, I missed you, but He don't miss. I like for the Holy Ghost to fall and come over all of our young people right like that. I like for them to get covered up when the Holy Ghost falls from heaven. Falls to where you can feel it. Falls to where He's in control of things. Fall where you feel the love of God. Amen. That's the how of it all. And now I want to ask you when. Now falling demands a certain idea of suddenness. Bible says, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. There's a suddenness about the falling of the Holy Ghost. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Amen. While Peter and John were praying for the Samaritans, the Holy Ghost fell while they laid hands upon them. Listen, I don't know what they's doing in the upper room. The Bible says they were setting. I don't know what they were doing. They may have been worshiping while they were setting, praying while they were setting. Somebody may have been reading the scripture. Someone may have reminded them of the promise of Jesus Christ. I have no idea. But whatever was going on, suddenly the Holy Ghost fell on them and interrupted whatever was going on. Amen. And there'd be some people, just like a lot of services, if we could get in a time bubble and go back there, amen, it'd be so sudden. You know what people would say? They say, boy, God sure blessed them. But they didn't get in because they wasn't ready for it. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that was a powerful service. It came and left before you ever had a chance to figure out the Holy Ghost was there. There's a suddenness. Amen. They were praying for them and a sudden falling came at the Samaritans. While he was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell. I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost needs to feel welcome anytime, anywhere, any place. He needs to be able to come into our lives and into our services. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember back a long time ago, I was preaching a youth camp in Missouri, Ozark Holiness Youth Camp. I preached the first 3 years of that youth camp. Amen. So, during one of those times, we was having fun time, Brother Gary. We was having fun time. I was having skits. Everybody's laughing and joking. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fell in one of those skits. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell. And the young people started praying and crying and weeping. I'm telling you, there was a move of the Holy Ghost that afternoon. And that night, Mike Blue was still pastoring in that area. And he got up and he said, "Listen, folks, I'm just going to tell you," he's talking to the older folks who wasn't there that day. He said, "God's been moving here." Said, "In fun time, surprisingly, the Lord moved." Amen. That's the way it is. Now listen, I know it's a sudden thing, and it's a surprising thing, but it should be expected and surprising at the same time. Hallelujah, he can interrupt fun time. I was at a youth camp years ago, and some, you know, they was out playing volleyball. They was out playing softball. Amen. The boys and the girls was talking there at the picnic table, and they was going up to the place and getting snow cones and stuff, and some people was washing dishes at Russellville Youth Camp in the kitchen. They just had dinner. It's about 1 o'clock. They got to washing dishes and got to talking about the Lord to each other. And all of a sudden, suddenly, the Holy Ghost fell upon the dishwashers that was washing dishes at Russellville Youth Camp. Amen. And suds started flying and people started shouting. And the cooks that was cooking supper came into the dishwashing area to find out what was going on. And the cooks started shouting. Then pretty soon somebody at the volleyball court said, "Hey, you wouldn't believe what's going on in the cafeteria." And the volleyball game shut down. And the softball game shut down. And the snow cone stand shut down. And pretty soon, we had an unscheduled service in the cafeteria. And young people got filled with the Holy Ghost and slayed in the Spirit. And they were shouting all around where they had been eating. We had a service, a move of God from 1 o'clock until about 5:30. We didn't have supper that day. Amen. They were glorifying God, getting filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you what, anytime, anywhere, I just want to be ready. Hallelujah. I want the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost, to come down suddenly, wrap us up in His love, cover us up with His power, amen, show us His glory, amen, baptize people in the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Let Him fall on us tonight. Glory to God. Woo! Amen. Back years ago, amen, Buster Wilson, some of y'all don't even have a clue who he was, but some of y'all might remember. They took a bus. This is back before the bus had air conditioning. They took a bus to Falk Camp Meeting, Fairland Camp Meeting, where I pastor. It's back when Bill Tinsley pastored it. Amen, I think. Amen. Or anyway, it was a long time ago, early 70s. They came down this before the interstate. They got the feeling of God as they left the camp meeting. They was going through Little Rock, Arkansas before the interstate bypassed it. They was stopping at every red light. All of a sudden they got to praying and hooping and hollering, had the windows down. Amen. People was running the aisles of the bus. and shouting and speaking in tongues. And they said they pulled up to one stoplight. Amen. And there was one holiness-looking woman standing there on the sidewalk. Amen. And she just raised her hands and started glorifying God. And the guy standing next to her took off running down the sidewalk. I don't know if he was afraid or in the spirit. Amen. But I'll just tell you, when the Holy Ghost falls, let him fall. Amen. Hey, if you're on the bus going home, let him fall. I remember back in a revival we was having, amen, with Brother Dennis Heath back several years ago. Amen. My boys went to town to eat after service. Amen. And as that they were coming back, I thought, boy, it's been a long time. We was in the fellowship hall eating, us adults, and I said, man, it's been a long time. I don't know where those young men are. Amen. Finally, I was trying to call them. Nobody's answering. Nothing was, you know, I finally went outside and saw the car parked not too far away. And I went around, and my boys and another boy from the church was speaking in tongues. Glory to God. Amen. When they was coming back from eating it, wherever they ate that night, they got to talking about how much the young people of our church needed a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And all of a sudden, he covered them up. Hallelujah. He took control. He just fell right there upon them. Hallelujah. And I just want to preach to you and tell you, we need to be sensitive. The problem is, people are in Facebook and they're not seeking God's face. Amen. They're texting so much, they don't read God's text in the Bible. Amen. The problem is, they're on their iPhones, iPads, all the I stuff. Amen. They're on that, and they can't pay attention when God's a-moving. I think we ought to be more sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know some of y'all are tired and you got a reason to be, but what if the Holy Ghost fell right now and you just responded just a little bit? Just a little bit. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Here's church. The Holy Ghost falls here. Glory to God. Now, Brother Kevin Lloyd, would you come over here? Amen. God had a plan. God had a plan. Amen. God had a plan for the Holy Ghost to fall. God had a plan at Cornelius' house and on the day of Pentecost and at the Samaritans. God had a plan for a service they would never get over. God had a plan to baptize and fill and refill and pour out His power upon them and them to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And I'll tell you what, man had to prepare. Man's preparation. You may not be able to read that. There's an arrow here. Man's preparation. God's plan. The Holy Ghost falls here. Hey, man, you want to know where the Holy Ghost, where does He fall? I'll tell you where He falls. He falls where God's plan for a service and man's preparations meet. Amen. Peter was praying. Cornelius was praying. Amen. And they all came present before God. And God had a plan for that service. And man got ready for the service. And the Holy Ghost fell right there. Amen. Do you want the Holy Ghost? Get ready. Hallelujah. I mean, I know there's a worldly preacher that says this, but if you forgive me for... Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! Get ready! And if you get ready, God's already ready, because the Holy Ghost falls here. He falls here at this church. He falls here at this altar service. He can fall in the song service. Amen. While the preacher's preaching, he can fall. Amen. While the young people's praying around the altar, he can fall. While we're moving,
moving. Amen. These chairs out for the altar service. The Holy Ghost can fall. I just want to be ready. I want to be ready. Woo! There was a special meeting. A special meeting. I want you to get that ready, brother. Amen. There was a special meeting. Had a young man, come on up here, buddy. Wanted the Holy Ghost. And he heard about this old preacher that really had a lot of people filled with the Holy Ghost. And he got talking to him and he said, "Listen, I know a place where that everybody gets there receives the Holy Ghost. Everybody." He said, the young man said, "Is it here on these grounds?" He said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Well, I want to go there." He said, "Well, you meet me at a certain time, follow me. I'll take you to that place where you can receive the Holy Ghost." And so it was a beautiful place. "Come on, walk with me." And the old preacher got to telling him about Bible promises about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And something got to stirring inside the young man. "Grab a hold of my arm." He said, "I'll just like grab a hold of it." "Yeah. Hey, stop, stop." The young man said, "I need the Holy Ghost, and what you're telling me is making me hungry. I want to ask you, are we getting close to that place?" Amen. "Are we getting close to that place?" He said, "You know, we're getting a little closer. We got to go a little further, though." And that old preacher got to telling him about places he had been preached, and the power of God fell on the congregation, and people got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The more stories he told, the more excited this young man got. He grabbed his arm again and said, "We got to stop here. Are we almost there? Are we almost there? I tell you, my heart is so stirred. I want the Holy Ghost. I hope we're getting close." And the old preacher said, "We're getting closer than we've ever been." He walked along a little bit more. Amen. He got to talking about all the good things God had done. Named some more promises. Told him some old messages that he preached. Amen. And the fella, amen, grabbed his arm again. Said, "Hey, are we there? I'll tell you, I'm just getting so desperate. Surely it's got to be very close." He said, "Oh, I'll tell you, we are not far away from the Holy Ghost." And so, amen, they kept on walking and talking, amen, claiming the promises, telling messages. And then all of a sudden, that young man fell on his knees. And he said, "Please, I hope we're almost there. Because I feel as though if I don't get there, amen, I'm going to die. I've got to have the Holy Ghost so much." And the old preacher said, "We are there. Amen. We are there. Hallelujah. Receive the Holy Ghost." Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you can live without it, you will live without it. But if you get desperate, I'll tell you, he can fall on you anywhere, any place. He can fall on you in your car. He can fall on you at the song service. He can fall on you in the altar service. How many want the Holy Ghost or refilling of the Holy Ghost? Come on up here right now. Because the Holy Ghost falls here. The Holy Ghost falls here. The power of God falls right here. He falls at youth camp. He'll fall in your bedroom. He'll fall at your local church. He'll fall on the platform. He'll fall back at the door. He'll fall anywhere, anytime he wants to. He can cover this place. He can wrap you up in his love. We need some folks to come up and help us pray. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, some of these young people are desperate for the power of God.
Let it fall on me. Let it fall. power of the Holy Ghost.